The Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance tracks developments over the aquifer recharge zone. GIA's Annalisa Peace told the City Council that the Crescent Hills subdivision will exceed the city's 15% impervious cover limit by crowding houses together on a piece of land just north of the Bexar County line and south of the Bracken Bat Cave.
They're planning on putting around 3,800 people on 1,500 acres.
Susan Hughes, vice chair of the Edwards Aquifer Authority Board, asked the council to carefully consider the effects of a high-density development over the aquifer.
Please do whatever is necessary to protect this natural resource and the Edwards Aquifer. And furthermore, honor the citizens of San Antonio who have voted overwhelmingly three different times to approve a sales tax specifically to protect the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone.
SAWS Vice President of Public Affairs Greg Flores said the city cannot prevent SAWS from running sewer lines to the development.
Well, SAWS under state law is obligated to serve this development in the city's ETJ because we're certificated by the state to serve in that area.
And that's been the crux of the discussion. A SAWS board member wrote a letter to the city saying he did not believe the state law mandates that SAWS provide service to the area. In all, 34 speakers opposed the development, and no one spoke in favor of it. Finally, Hughes posed a question to the council members about the bats that eat tons of mosquitoes and crop pests in South Texas every night, a question to which no one on the council responded.
Finally, who of you have been to the Bracken Bat Cave?
Yeah.
Well, I would propose that it's time for you to take a field trip.
Texas Public Radio News.